Japanese voters have given Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition enough seats to maintain a two-thirds majority in the lower house of parliament. The verdict in the country's snap election means the Liberal Democratic Party and its coalition partner, Kimito, keep their two-thirds majority in both houses of parliament. It gives Mr. Abe a strong mandate to pass his legislative agenda, which includes proposed changes to the country's pacifist constitution. And he has also promised to deal firmly with North Korea after it threatened to sink Japan in recent months.
The ruling coalition has been given a majority, which I believe reflects the nation's desire for political stability that can produce concrete results. I will do my very best to meet the nation's expectations by delivering on our promises, one by one.
The so-called supermajority in parliament lets Mr. Abe propose changes to the constitution imposed on Japan by the United States after the Second World War. The constitution, which forces Japan to renounce war and limit its military to a self-defense role, has not been altered in more than 70 years. Any amendments must be approved by two-thirds of each chamber of parliament and then by a majority in a public referendum. The Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan was formed just before the election and could be the main opposition. Its president, Yukio Adano, has promised to defy any constitutional changes.
We campaigned on a promise to change politics through a grassroots movement, not from the top down. I have made it clear that we do not support amending the Constitution that would approve the right of collective self-defense. If this process moves forward, we will do our best to work with the people to prevent it from succeeding.
Mr. Abe's election campaign benefited from a weak and splintered opposition. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Kaoki promised to shake up Japan's political scene with her party, the Party of Hope, but declined to run for a seat herself, leading to confusion. The former television presenter was not in Japan on election day and says she failed to communicate effectively with voters.
I feel sorry that some of our candidates had to face difficult battles. Also, I feel sorry for them because I should have chosen words more prudently to better communicate my true intentions. Meanwhile, I still believe our political party should consist of people who share basic policies. I assume full responsibility for the founding of Hope.
The turnout for the election was less than 54%, barely missing out on setting a record low. The win raises Mr. Abe's chances of securing a third three-year term as leader of the Liberal Democratic Party when the party votes next September. That would give the 63-year-old the opportunity to become Japan's longest-serving prime minister.